Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Coming up tomorrow from noon until 4, in collaboration with Belmont University, New Life Center, and Omega Psi Phi, the NFL alumni are doing a training camp for dads. And one of those alumni, Michael Orr, is on the line with us now. Michael, good to talk to you again. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we always enjoy talking to you because it usually means that you're doing something to give back to the community. And once again, that's what you and the NFL alumni are doing. This is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's something that's important to me and giving back, you know, especially to the generations behind me. It's fatherhood. It's a training camp for dads and fatherhood and how important that is. You know, I'm so aware and try to be, have that in the back of my mind whenever I'm doing something because, you know, I was one of those, you know, kids that didn't grow up with a father and needed it dearly, you know, as I, took on a path to be successful. I was lucky enough to, you know, get some things done and keep my head down, but you know, having a mentor and something like that in my life early on, you know, that would have been very important to me mentally.
So what are some things that, you know, you read training camp, it's like you're going to have them, you know, jump roping and running laps. Like what all are you guys going to be doing tomorrow at the Curb Event Center?
Well, basically, if you have kids, if you have family, you talk to dads and everybody has the same problems. And, you know, we're going to talk through a bunch of those things and, you know, hey, who knows? We might run some laps. We might do some push-ups, you know, because, you know, that leads to, you know, less anxiety dealing with your kids and, you know, making it easier. But, no, we're going to, you know, just raise awareness and talk about how important it is to reach out and talk to each other and, you know, bounce ideas off of one another and, you know, just continue to be a better parent, a better father. And like I said, it's very important. And there's so many young men and young girls out there, young boys and girls, boys in particular, who are very important in what I talk about. You know, they need dads and fathers in their lives more than ever, especially the times right now. So we'll just talk about those things and just, you know, the ideas and, you know, how to keep making this thing better for everyone.
I absolutely love it. Michael Orr is joining us on the Chasing Big Joe Show. Michael, you are a Super Bowl champion. I always ask this question to people that won a Super Bowl. Where is your Super Bowl ring?
My Super Bowl ring, it's in my closet in my safe, actually. I take it out every now and then. I don't wear it too much. Those things are so huge. So, you know, I might bring it tomorrow and wear it to events and different things like that. But, you know, I definitely, you know, bring it out.
Yeah.
And good events for sure.
Yeah. The reason I ask is you bring that out to a bunch of kids who are, you know, who are in the 10th, 11th, 12th grade. And, you know, they see that and you say, all right, you show them, pull it back and say, you want one of these? Here's what you need to do. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
does that not get their attention, right?
That's the goal. That's the goal, man. And that's what I always say, you know, when I talk about things, that if I would have had someone like me to come around and just to be able to touch. And, man, you're talking about the motivation that would have gave me. I would have said to myself, okay, wow, it's possible. Let me put my head down. Let me do what the coach say. Let me do what the teachers say. Let me do what my parents say. And I'm going to get after this thing. So, you know, you when it's tangible, when you can see it, you start to believe it. You know it's there.
Yeah.
And you continue to do the right thing, man. And day after day, you know, the process seems so long, but it's really not. But if you have something that you can see that's there, and you know that end goal, man, it makes that journey so much easier.
It does. You know, I tell people in my life, you know, besides my mom, two things that saved me were the Lord and football. and I'm, you know, like you, I mean, football gave you direction, it gave you discipline, and it gave you accountability, did it not?
It also, when I started playing varsity football eighth grade, we were terrible. That's the only reason I started on the team. But it gave me something to be a part of, and it gave me a sense of that togetherness and something that I can, you know, that can hold me accountable. I knew someone was counting on me to be there. And that's one thing that they gave to me. And, man, I tell the story all the time. We lost game after game that my eighth grade year. And that was my first time year playing organized football. And after about 6 or 7 weeks, I'm looking around the football guys walking around the school. They weren't wearing their jerseys on Friday. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And I'm wearing my jersey every Friday. I'm proud. Even though we're not winning, I'm proud. And, man, I was just happy to have that jersey on my back. And, you know, it built, you know, toughness. And even, you know, losing all those games, if moving forward, I don't care if we were up 50 to nothing. Man, until that clock hit zero, I was worried that we might lose. So,
right.
You know, that's what sports does to you. And if you don't, that's what I tell young people. If you don't make it, if you don't, you know, go first, it can be just high school or whatever it is. It builds something different inside you that makes life way easier than it, you know, than it's tough. But, man, that being a part of a team atmosphere and others holding you accountable and knowing that, you know, you have to be somewhere and that other person needs you, man, it makes life easier.
We're talking with former NFL offensive lineman Michael Orr here on the Chasing Big Joe Show. 2009, your rookie year with Baltimore, it was Joe Flacco's second year, but your offensive line was relatively young. You obviously played right tackle and maybe a little bit at left tackle that year. Did it kind of make it easier that the quarterback was going into his second year, basically kind of the same as you guys, that you could all kind of grow up together? Because the Titans are going to see that now with a young O-line and obviously a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I saw that. You know, I think what we had guys, a lot of like-minded individuals, especially on the line. I mean, we had Matt Burke, he was like in his 12th year, second, third year guys. We had guys, man, who were mentally worked hard, loved fundamentals, loved being tough. And what I think about with young quarterbacks, they got Bill Callahan, who I think is the best offensive line coach in the last 10 years in the NFL. And you can do your homework on that. And when he left the Cowboys, you see where that line went. When he left Cleveland, you see, you know, and on from there. I think he's the best I've seen, especially in the last 10 or 15 years. I've been around some good ones, but he's the best in developing and getting guys to play great ball. And I think what, you know, when I think about Cam Ward, I think about offensive line play, and I think the quarterback coming in from college or any quarterback, if a sack is given up, I don't look at the offensive line. I look at the quarterback first. I look at where his depth is. I look at, you know, his sense of urgency in the pocket. And I think the most important thing is for a young quarterback or any quarterback, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's about studying. But it's that sense of awareness in the pocket. It's not people say clocks in your mind. You can't be talking about a clock because a clock is 1,001. You have to be 10 seconds ahead. You have to be twitchy in that pocket and having that sense of urgency, depth-wise, being where you're supposed to be as far as footwork. And you have to be almost in fast forward as a quarterback. And I think when I look at quarterbacks, the only guys who had that right there, I think, was when I look at it, Peyton Manning was one of them, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Now, all those guys are great, and some other quarterbacks have it. But, you know, if you don't have that sense of urgency, you know, and being where you're supposed to be in that pocket, it's always going to be a long year. And I think that's what happened to young quarterbacks. They think they have all this time in the world, but, you know, that game's moving 1,000 miles per hour, and you have these pass rushers on the outside. I mean, these guys aren't your normal 15, 20 years ago guys. These guys are running like linebackers and DBs, right, and all that kind of stuff now. So, you know, the quarterbacks and, you know, the line, I think the line is going to be, you know, fine. But, you know, it's that sense of urgency from everybody. That's what I tell my kids, my son, and everybody. You have to have a sense of urgency every day, even in walkthroughs. You know, you can't walk through in the walkthrough. You have to be intentional about everything that you do when it comes to NFL football, man, and life in general. You know, life in general, that it all applies. So, you know, it comes down to just that right there. I don't mean to ramble, but, you know, football is very complicated, and I can go another 30 minutes on it, but you know, that's what it comes down to for a young quarterback, I think.
Absolutely. We're talking to Michael Orr. Michael, you played for Ed Orgeron at Ole Miss. How many times did you look at your teammates and say, what the hell did he just say?
Well, you know, I think I understood him a little bit, a bit because, you know, we kind of speak the same language. You kind of understand things, man. You know, Coach O, he was definitely a different guy. But, you know, if you are one of the guys that he loved, a physical guy, a guy who was coming to work, every day was a game day. So, you know, we got along quite well. You know, I remember a few years ago, he was telling somebody that I was one of the greatest practice guys he ever been with, because I gave it 1,000 miles per hour. But, you know, you always heard him coming down the hall or in the building, and you always went the other way when you heard his voice. Because, you know, you never know what might happen. You know, he got after it. And, you know, if you were his guy, you were his guy. But Jesus, if you weren't, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
You played with two of the greatest linebackers who I think in this generation. You played with Ray Lewis in Baltimore, but specifically Patrick Willis at Ole Miss. I've heard stories about him in practice just giving everything he had. What did you learn from those two, from Patrick Willis and Ray Lewis in practice, Michael?
Well, I mean, Ray Lewis, he was, you know, he'd already had his leg, you know, kind of got like that, and you get around him, and you're just in awe all the time. You know, that's great. It's one of probably the best inside linebacker to ever play the game. But, you know, being with Patrick as a young guy, it's all about when coaches are trying to put teams together. You know, you want like-minded individuals, like I said earlier, and you want guys that's every day's a game day. You know, when you're in that team meeting before practice, you want to be a little bit nervous. You know, game day, you're nervous. You know, I didn't think I had a switch that I could turn on game day. Some guys can, but you want guys who always have that switch on. And Patrick, that's how he played every day. That's how we went after it every single day. And for the most, being in Baltimore, Ray Lewis, these guys' switches don't turn off. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I think I got drafted by Baltimore, because they were the only team that brought me in and set me down and got to know me. You know, we went to the combine and meetings were 5 or 10. You can't get to know a guy in 5-10 minutes. So I sat down in at Baltimore and I met everyone in that building, and they understood what kind of personality I was and the kind of football player I was. So, you know, that you need like-minded individuals when you bring building teams. And, you know, it takes a lot to go out and find, you know, you got to do a lot of homework. You got to do your due diligence, talk to and get to know people. And, you know, I think that's how you build great teams and keep those cores together, is having those like-minded individuals like a Ray Lewis and Patrick Willis.
Michael, speaking of Baltimore, one of your former teammates is one of our teammates, Derek Mason. He told me to tell you hello.
Mace, he's I was thinking about Mace. I think he might be there tomorrow, I believe.
He could be, yeah. I mean, he does a lot with NFL alumni, so.
Yeah, so, yeah, Derek Mason, he was a great guy when I got there, man. You know, we didn't have a rookie thing or anything, so. You know, I basically, what I do is I just go get Chick-fil-A on off days or on game day. You know, the guys wanted Popeyes and stuff like that. Well, Derek Mace, man, he was one of the guys. He needed all his special stuff. So, man, he wanted honey for his biscuits. He wanted a certain kind of grape jelly. And man, I would have to go to 10 different Popeyes. I'd almost be late for the plane to get there, but I'd make sure I had everything he wanted, man. But he was another great guy, just to be around, and just he was all out every day. I mean, he could have played years after he was done playing, man. He's had that kind of ability for a long time. He was, you know, you might see video. I've seen videos where he's talking to different people, but that's, you know, he personality wise, someone to be around, a joy, man. It's not a better guy. That's why I talk about doing your due diligence and having like-minded individuals on the same team, and you know that it builds success.
Well, that is very true, and we're blessed to have him on our team here at 102.5. Hey, we're excited for you about tomorrow, NFL Alumni Training Camp for Dads. It's noon to 4 at the Maddox Grand Atrium at the Curb Center at Belmont. You can come out. You're going to be there. Al Smith, Dexter McCluster, Winston Justice, Brad Hopkins, some others from NFL Alumni. Michael, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. I'll talk to you guys later on. Have a good rest of the day.
You too. Michael Orff, former NFL offensive lineman, the Ravens, the Titans, and the Panthers, Super Bowl champion, joining us here on the show. And it's for veteran dads, rookie dads. Families are going to join. Really cool deal that they're going to be doing tomorrow at Belmont.
I guess we should have asked. Does he live here now?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think that's right. But it was funny when we were when I was looking up something, I was like, oh, yeah, he played with Derek for a few years in Baltimore.
Did?
I, like, totally forgot about that. So
don't let that happen again.
I'm sorry. Very, very cool. We'll come back with much more here on this Friday. It is Chase and Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, or the buzz is always about great service.